Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
More fatalities in Gaza overnight. Just before coming on air, I spoke with the acting director of Al Auda Hospital in northern Gaza. That's Dr. Mohammed Salah. It's one of the few hospitals still partly functioning in northern Gaza and is partnered with an Irish-linked charity, Action Aid Palestine. The former director of the hospital was arrested by the Israelis last November and has not been heard of since, as he took a break from dealing with injured patients. I first asked Dr. Mohammed Salah to describe the hospital he was in.
Yes, now the hospital is in the northern Gaza Strip, an area, it's called Tal Zatar. It's close to Jabalia camp. There's really we are dealing with many cases, and it's a pressure on our team in the hospital. We have nowadays we are working. Yesterday we are working more than 40 injured, and 26 of them they need the operation. We are doing 16 operations. Three of them is a life-saving operation for our people. Really, there is now escalation in the north from Israeli occupation forces, and a lot of injuries coming to the hospital. Even that, because another hospital, governmental hospital, is closed. Actually, now all the injuries is coming to our hospital.
So, Dr. Salah, it's not the case that pressure has eased on Gaza or on your hospital, Al Auda, since Israel has started to focus on Lebanon.
We have here nowadays the Israeli occupation forces. They are entered before 3 days. They are entered Jabalia camp now. And they are now separating Jabalia, Beit Lahia, and Beit Hanun to separated on Gaza. There is Gaza City now is in the. We can't go to the Gaza City now. They are cutting the streets. Nobody can go to Gaza City, and nobody can come from Gaza City. We have our colleagues in Gaza. We can't bring them by our ambulances. Now nobody can move. Now we have this escalation, and it's hard. Escalation and hard military in operation from Israeli occupation forces, and it's really hard on our hospitals. Even that, because they are also there is a shortage of fuel, shortage of medication, shortage of medical supplies. No fuel now. We are working on hundreds of liters for 2 days, and after that we'll cut running the hospital.
Is it difficult to get supplies, doctor?
Yes, they are cutting supplies and movement now. We can't go to Gaza to bring anything from Gaza. Not only from, not the first cut is from south and north. Now they are cutting the north, they are cutting two pieces north. So people in the north, in the north governorate, and the Gaza City governorate now is separate. Nobody can move there. So we can't also now, we don't have like a neurosurgery. We don't have vascular surgery in the north. So we can't refer the injured people who is coming to our hospital here. So we can't refer them because no ambulance can move. They are bombing the ambulances who is going to Gaza.
Did you say they're bombing ambulances?
No, yes, they are bombing the street in front of the ambulances. The streets, so the ambulances can't go to Gaza to refer the cases that need near surgery or need vascular or another intervention that we don't have in our hospital.
Okay,
here.
So if the patient makes it to the hospital without adequate equipment, how do you operate on those injuries?
So our medical team, they doing the injuries with a hard situation. You can't imagine how they are dealing with the shortage of medical supplies. If they have to deal, if there is no medication or medical supply, they have to deal. Some of the operation is without general anesthesia. So they're doing with some of anesthesia that they can deal with. But really we have doing, our medical team here, they are doing all his efforts to really to help to help the people here and to do some operations. Some operations is doing in our emergency department because our OT, operation theaters, is full of patients to work every day and every hour per day.
And but, what kind of injuries? What kind of injuries are you treating?
Our injury is we have an intervention, general surgeries, orthopedic surgery. and gynecology surgery, and also normal delivery and cesarean section. Some of the general surgeries, they can, the small one, our team is do it, and in our emergency department under ketamine, not general anesthesia, it's anesthesia, local anesthesia, they can deal with these with these cases.
Doctor, it just strikes me that those babies are born into traumatic circumstances.
The babies, we have the babies here, we refer these babies to Kamal Adwan because we don't have the incubator here. So any babies that need incubator, we refer to another hospital. It's governmental hospital in the north in Gaza. And nowadays we have a coordination with WHO to evacuate these children, these babies, sorry. And till now, the WHO can't succeed. I have called them to evacuate these newborn babies. In Kamal Adwan, they has to come to bring them, but they told me we will not. There is, they are canceled the coordination to come to the Kamal Adwan hospital to have a babies from there and to take with them to Gaza.
Have any babies been lost because of a lack of coordination or a lack of equipment?
Actually, in Kamal Adwan, they lost babies because they are not have. Oxygen, it's before, I think, before 6 months. There is a baby, really, we lost their life. And also for malnutrition, the babies is because the mother is not eating here in the north. There is no fruits, no vegetables, no meat, no eggs, nothing here. Only we have two kinds of only bread and rice and some of cans, and it's too expensive to have it. And there is no fresh food. No vegetables, no fruits, no meat. So because of that, also the children has a malnutrition. The milk is not enough, and we don't have also that enough milk for children.
Did you say earlier that you and your colleagues had performed surgeries by the light of head torches because of inadequate electricity supply?
You speak about headlight?
Yes.
That our surgeon, they're doing CS. On February, really, they are doing cesarean section for women on a headlight. The light is on their head. Mm-hmm. It's in the February.
Must be extremely difficult and unsafe
yes,
as well.
Yes, and yes, they do it that.
Did I read it correctly, doctor, that patients were being transported for treatment on donkeys and horses?
Yes, it's if you remember when speak about the flower massacre, it's in the 29th of February, mm-hmm. when they are killed many of people and injured a lot of people. Our hospital is dealing with 176 injured. They are coming from on the horses, on the cars, on bicycle, on motorcycles, if they have it, and some with ambulance, some with the cars. Yes, and some, they are carrying people because there is no streets. They destroyed all infrastructure in the North Gaza and Gaza City.
The director, you're the acting director of Al-Ada Hospital. The director of the hospital, I believe, was arrested by Israelis last December. What have you heard about him since?
Yes. Yes, yes. My colleague, Dr. Ahmed Mahanna, he's arrested from the Israeli occupation when they are entered the Al-Ada Hospital on 17th of October. And they took him and three of our colleagues also. Dr. Ahmed and another three of our colleagues also, they are with them. And there is another doctor. He is in ministry, and he's working in Ministry of Health. He's called Adan Borsh, who was killed during investigation. He is orthopedic doctor. Also, they take him from Al-Ada Hospital. And really, we don't have a real news on our Dr. Ahmed, the director of Al-Ada. And till now, we are really have a lot of contact with ICRC and another organization to help us to to know about Dr. Ahmed and the Israeli occupation.
Okay.
They don't tell anyone about Dr. Ahmed.
So you don't have much information about them. Can I ask you finally about your own situation? I know it's extremely difficult in the hospital there, as you've outlined to us. I know you've been separated from your own family for a long time now. It must be extremely difficult, Dr. Salah.
Yes. I have now 1 year. I am not close to my family. My family is in the south, and now I am in the north in the hospital. I am not leave my work till now from 7th of October. And really, it's hard to be a father for five children, and your children always missing you, and you can't do anything for them. Now they are living in a tent in the Deir al-Balah, in the middle area. And this tent, when it's went, it's raining, it's full of water. When I saw that, really, I can't do anything for my family. We are a strong family. Really, we are a strong family, but really, we can't live in this bad situation. Mm-hmm. And always I'm thinking with the poor family and marginalized families, how they are can dealing. We are a strong family because we are, I am working, I am a director, my wife is also nurse and Minister of Health, and we have salaries. We have we can get access to some services, and really, it's not easy to deal with this life. But because I'm thinking for poor and marginalized area people, and families, how they are dealing with this bad situation.
My goodness,
it's very hard. It's
a
very hard for people.
It's extremely difficult. What are your hopes then, finally, for a ceasefire? Do you have any hope that the fighting will stop anytime soon?
Actually, we are partner with many organizations, and always we are really hope this aggression is end soon. And I want to thank our partner ActionAid Irish. They are also partner with us, and always they are helping us to provide our services. And also, really, I want always. I hope this situation to be good, to have a ceasefire, to stop this massacre, and to stop this war, because it's really, 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 it's not normal. Nobody can face like this. They are entered the hospital here two times, sieged the hospital two times. They killed my colleagues in front of my eyes. Six of my colleagues they are killed inside the hospital from them, and they kidnapped and arrested four of them, and always every time, and they destroyed eight times they destroyed the hospital, eight times they targeted, they bombing two inpatient department, killed the three doctors and another three of cleaners and nurses. Also, they are bombing the tank supporter, they are bombing the solar system, bombing the filtered water, they are bombing the ambulances, our store. How they are really doing? We need to stop this war immediately.
Well, I hope that it stopped very, very soon, and I hope you get to see your family very soon as well. Thank you for talking to us on Drive Time. Acting Director of Al-Auda Hospital in Gaza, Dr. Mohamed Salah, thank you. Now, I have some breaking news for you from the United Nations in New York via our colleague Yvonne Murray there. The United Nations Secretary General has told RT News that the Israeli army has left the position near to UN Post 652 where Irish peacekeepers are stationed. And that's an issue or a discussion we had with Moshe Terpaz, the Israeli MP, earlier in the programme. The IDF request that UNIFIL and Irish soldiers among them leave the 652 position, and Moshe Terpaz was outlining why that request was made. But now we're told by the UN Secretary General that the Israeli army has left that position near the UN post 652 where Irish peacekeepers are stationed, and I hope that brings some solace to the family members who are awaiting such news at home here.